welcome to AfterBuzz TV After Show for the Braxton Family Values. Tony got a daddy, but who? This is AfterBuzz TV.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Just say it was me.
Hey.
I don't want to hear it.
All the words left here, yo.
Oh.
Love is sweet, you don't want it.
Just that song,
right,
though. So Tony got a daddy.
Right.
But who? And if you guys have been watching the blogs, unless you're like living under a rock, we should all know, at least by the BET Awards, that her daddy has finally come out to the light, I guess.
That part, though, yo.
Yeah. Do you think that this daddy is the same daddy that we saw in the BET Awards?
To be honest with you, based off of this timeline, I kind of think so. And she's very secretive about it. And so I'm like, why you don't want to tell?
But you know what's interesting? They said, like, she's pretty much like a desert down there, meaning, you know, she's not really opening up to anybody to let them in. And it's like, would Baby be the one that she really opens up to? Yeah, like, really? I don't know. What do you think about that? Do you feel like she's gonna eventually tell them who it is, I guess?
I think eventually, yeah.
Yeah.
But how she's gonna tell them is what's gonna be interesting.
Why do you think she doesn't want to tell them, though?
Because it's Birdman, yo.
Yeah.
It's Birdman.
Exactly.
Y'all.
I think she already knows what the reaction's going to be. And that's why she's like, I don't want them to be like asking questions. You know, they wouldn't be asking questions.
Right.
If they thought that he was like, you feel me? Say somebody that was like, I would say more sophisticated like Tony. You know what I mean? So, oh my goodness. So I put a laser puss.
Yeah, that was definitely
yes, because, Tawanda apparently wants to get it all tight and right.
Mm-hmm.
And about that doctor, I don't know if you noticed the doctor was like fab. I was like, okay,
right,
at least your
yeah,
doctor,
she get that money because she do that plastic
I'm
surgery.
I'm telling you, I wonder if she looks that fab when the cameras are not on, because that was a nice, she was a beautiful doctor. And goodness gracious, the sisters were, I mean, at least Trina was brave enough. I mean, all the sisters were in there during that procedure. Mm-hmm. Trina goes the extra mile and takes a little sniff.
Sniff at that, y'all. She was like, let me smell it.
Right, like, really, like, is it gonna be burning,
right,
or like
sister love,
I don't know. For me, I have two sisters, and first of all, I know for a fact my sisters would not feel that comfortable with me. But second of all, it's like, if my sisters did say that they would be down with that, I don't think I would do it. Are you close with anyone enough to like be?
I love my sisters, but I'm not a woman, so
right,
of course I'm not finna be right, like, y'all want to see, you
but
know
what
I'm
about
saying?
Of course that, of course, but like what about like a brother, like a,
nah,
like even with no, but
I'm good.
Anatomy's anatomy, though. Mm-mm. No, that's like personal procedure,
right,
like
yeah,
private,
that's personal,
right?
Procedure. So I noticed that they kind of started the episode off at the dinner table when they were in ATL. Like the dinner conversation was kind of interesting. You
right,
know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Whenever, you know, kind of talking about how.
And before we get into this, did I even tell you who? My name is Kalima. You can follow me everywhere at Kalima Music Art Wisdom. And Mr. Carter is here with me today. Unfortunately, Richie and Miss McCall, so McCall, you can follow both of them as well. They are not here today, but they will be back. I promise you guys, you'll see us all together. But go ahead and tell them how to stalk you, though.
Yeah, y'all can stalk me everywhere at Mr. Carter. And let me make sure I spell the Mr. right, because some people get it wrong. It's MISTRCARTER.
True.
Everywhere, true.
Yes, but let's get back into it. So what happened at the dinner?
You know, they kind of were grilling Tawanda about, you know, what is she going to move to L.A.?
Right.
First off, she got into the acting school.
Right.
So hats off to you, Tawanda, on getting into acting school. But are you going to move to LA? I mean, being bi-coastal or whatever you call it.
Exactly.
Whatever the term is for it is can be complicated.
Of course. And I think that it's just because, you know, this is her passion. And when you're really passionate about something, you got to, you know what I'm saying? You got to give it your all. You can't be like, well, you know, when I'm free, like if it's really what you want, if you want to truly make another name for yourself, because you've kind of made your name, a name for yourself in reality and for music. If you're saying that those really are no relevant to, are not relevant to who you really think you are as a brand, then you got to recreate yourself bigger than me and you would even have to. You know, you're someone who already kind of made a name for yourself, and you're basically redefining yourself. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, she has to go hard, and I respect that, you know?
Especially coming from Toni Braxton, living legend, her spotlight. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Especially, I think Tamar probably has the most, I want to say maybe not struggle. Maybe struggle's a harsh of a word for what I'm trying
challenges.
To get across. Yeah. Maybe she has more. I think she has more of the challenges as far as the singing is concerned.
Right.
Because she's kind of really next in line under
True.
Toni that has that spotlight.
True.
So I feel like at this point in her career, she's kind of stepping out. You
right.
can kind of see we're not comparing her to Toni anymore.
Like, of course.
She's in her own lane.
Of course.
So I'm really respecting that.
Yeah, and I think that Tawanda, it's you know, one of my favorite quotes is nothing worth having. It's like nothing good ever came from comfort zones. Nothing ever worth having came from being comfortable. You know, there's going to be a challenge with it. It's definitely not going to be easy, especially when you have the background that you have and that you've made for yourself. You've made a certain resume for yourself. Acting, we don't know you as an actor. But I think that using this platform, I mean, you have a reality show. It's going to help people understand the way that you got there, and you hopefully make them accept her even more, because directors are going to be like, but you're on a reality show. Some, you know, some directors, they're so close-minded. They're like,
they put you in that box.
Yeah,
that
exactly.
Box.
It's like, yeah, or you're Toni Braxton's sister or background singer. Like, why are you auditioning? Like, oh, now you want to like act. You just want to, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You just want to dabble in acting because you just want to put that on your resume. Like, or are you really serious? So if she's really going to be serious about it, invest in the acting coach, which she did.
Right.
I don't know. I only hope the best for Tawanda. I'm actually excited to see, you know, where it goes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I'm like, I want to see, are you going to be on a series show?
Right,
are you going to be in some, you know, some big time movies?
Right.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
I
could see her on some own like sitcoms.
Yeah. I can definitely see her playing a serious role, because
she's
always been like the serious kind of mother over all of the sisters anyway. So
that'll
be interesting. Song though, the daddy song.
Which
the
one?
Diddy song that they, you know,
oh, yeah.
I love it when they all start singing,
I love
when they make
it.
Up songs.
And I think they know that
God.
We love it too. They try to like fit in a song, you can tell. And I love it because it sounds like you really starting to feel it. I'm like, keep singing. Like, yeah, it's like a, like,
throw them harmonies in there.
Right.
And they're all singers too.
And they all blend well, of course. Yeah. So Tamar, Tamar is talking about men don't want strong black women. They want the damsel in distress. Mm. I was so surprised to hear that from Tamar.
To about that part.
Because I feel like Tamar is a strong black woman.
Mm-hmm.
So for her to say that.
But then it's when she said, when she was like, you know, Toni Braxton needs an ugly man. Now, I don't like to use that word. I feel like that's a strong word. I feel like.
Who wants
no
ugly
one
man?
Is, no one is ugly.
Oh, yeah.
First off.
No.
I feel like you're not attracted
I'm
to that person.
So
that
happy
does not
that
mean
you
that
said
they're
that.
Ugly.
Absolutely. Yeah. I hate it when people are like,
yeah,
oh, they're ugly.
Ugly. Like, excuse
like,
me.
Like, for me, I just feel like the creator makes no mistakes.
That part.
We see animals that look exotic and different. You know, literally, the more different and unique you look, the more beautiful they are to us. But for some reason, we don't see
you
that in
speak,
each
girl.
Other.
You better speak.
Yeah,
girl.
Literally. So it's like, I don't, just because you don't see the beauty in the uniqueness, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean that the next person won't. I mean, it's just like art. People spend thousands, tens of thousands, if not more, money on art, paintings, just to put in their house so that they can walk past it every day and see something different. You know, because every day they walk past it, they see something different and they have a new appreciation for it. So, and then another person might walk through and be like, it looks like splatter, you know, but it's
right.
That's
perception.
That's, exactly. That's the beauty in art anyway. So, yeah, I felt like Why would a man want, like, what do you think about like?
No, I would love for my woman to be independent. You know what I'm saying? You don't want somebody to depend on you always. You're responsible for your own life. Mm-hmm. Regardless of if you're in a relationship or not, you are responsible for yourself.
Right.
So with that being said, I would want someone who's very independent, but someone who understands that it also does take teamwork to make a dream work.
Right,
whether
right.
that's a career, whether that's a relationship, it takes a team. It takes more than one person. So... no, I mean, to that, I don't agree that,
I think she's saying that, like,
cause she married. I mean, she's married. Exactly. She's coming from a marital standpoint.
Yeah,
Toni Braxton's been there, done that. You know, she's divorced.
Right.
So she's starting over. So
yeah.
I feel like her opinion was invalid, to be honest.
I mean, and maybe it works for her relationship right. to kind of like let the power go. But I don't see, I feel like the men, even ladies, if it's all ladies watching, please get your man and ask him, like, would you prefer me be,
and
like,
that's
it sounds like you're saying a week.
Serious question
yeah,
to ask.
Yeah.
You really should get down
like,
the actual
do you
partner.
Prefer a woman that is like a damsel in distress and I need you? You know, technically that's what Tamar's saying is that, mm-hmm. you know, a man wants to feel like he is the higher power within the relationship because women are known to be a little bit more submissive
True.
When it comes to, you know, even decision making, you know, we sometimes enjoy like having that sort of security and protection. But I mean, what do you girls think and what do you guys think? Definitely comment,
please
share,
comment.
Tweet us.
Yes, this could be a yeah. great discussion.
Yeah,
you guys,
this
in
would
the
be
comment board, please.
Definitely. One thing that Tamar mentioned before she went and spoke to Smokey, I'm sorry, sang for Smokey at his concert.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she was saying that she wasn't even sure if singing was for her. Quote unquote, singing wasn't an option anymore.
Wow,
so
that's scary.
I was like, how could you possibly even ask that question when you were nominated for multiple Grammys? Hmm. Like that, like someone, some, okay, first of all, I would not even say someone who doesn't have a nomination for a Grammy should ever question that if you know that you have the talent. Mm-hmm. But you have already proven that you can also sell records. You are married to one of the biggest producers. Mm-hmm. Like, what do you mean singing's not an option? Unless it's your health, mm-hmm. your family.
Well, which like, it kind of was. You know, at that time, she was going through some big health problems, so
exactly.
she was scared.
Right.
I think it was more fear than anything.
Uh-huh.
I think she was kind of allowing fear to take over her
right.
her state of mind.
I could see that.
So, mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like she was taking, you know, that over, you know, her state of mind, so it She just allowed fear to get in her mind, and that's not good. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to Jesse, because when we do our show, The Beat for Black Hollywood Live, one of the questions Jesse likes to ask our artists are, how do you deal with depression? How do you deal with those moments where you're like, is this really what I should be doing?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So to hear all these different artists with their answers, you know, a lot of them are like, you just got to keep going. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? You have to get to that point where you have that self-motivation, that drive, that faith in Jesus Christ. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you got to keep pushing forward. Mm-hmm. If you believe in yourself and you believe in your dream, make it happen.
And whoever you believe in, even if you don't believe in a higher power,
right.
you know that the universe is mm. real. And so you have to be able to trust that. And me and Mr. Carter actually just went to an event
yes.
called the Sound Temple
yes,
here in
yes,
LA.
Yes. Press
and
play.
Yes, Press Play. It was their event. Yes, at the Sound Temple
yeah.
Studios. Yeah. And it was so inspirational.
Oh my God.
One of the things that they said was, it's all about your perception and your
yes.
choices.
Watch
and
your perceptions.
Yes. So exactly. If you, for any reason, are going through something, you can make a choice to
right.
say, I can move forward, you know, or you can decide to choose and look at all of the negatives and why things won't work. You
mm-hmm.
know, it is about your perception. And I think that Tamar, you're right. In that moment, she wasn't really looking at all of the reasons why she really can just get right back out there and do it.
Mm-hmm.
We are all Tamartians watching right now,
okay.
I assume.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure most of us are Tamartians. So that alone says that you have a platform and you have a following. I don't care how many, we don't care how many followers we have.
Not
we
at all.
Love to have support.
Support
and
it,
as
period.
Long as you have support,
yeah.
that should be able to drive you, you know?
Right.
Yeah, so I don't know. We got Trina, and she decides to confront Tawanda, and I was very, very proud of her for, like, having a backbone. She didn't even crack a smile. She was like, this is not a joke.
Yeah, she was very serious.
Yeah, and very serious. And I feel like she knew she had to do that, because otherwise, like she said, they were just going to laugh it off.
Yeah, they weren't going to take it serious. Because, you know, Trina's kind of the goofball of the group anyways. When you kind of think about it, Trina has always been kind of a goofy
one. Yeah, yeah.
So it's kind of...
Drinks.
Yeah, exactly. So it's kind of hard to take that type of a personality serious when it needs to be. You feel what I'm saying? So I am glad. I am completely glad that she sat down with Tawanda and was like, you know what I'm saying?
Look, yeah.
This is what it is. You know what I'm saying? You guys, you laugh at me. I feel like you bully me. Now, to that extent, I don't feel like Tawanda's a bully. Like I said, Tawanda's the mother to me. Tawanda's the mother over all of the sisters.
Yeah, she's
Even though Tony's the oldest, I feel like Tawanda's the maturest.
Okay.
So, I don't feel like she bullies Trina. I actually thought that out of the sisters, Trina and Tawanda had the closest relationship.
Yeah.
To me, they're like the ebony and ivory. You know, they have their own little clique. So I was actually taken back when Trina was expressing her feelings to Tawanda, because I thought they were like the closest out of all of them.
Well, yeah, I think she needed, because there's, I feel like Trina may have had like a little pet peeve that she's like, I need to nip this in the bud and, you know, make sure that you're clear on the fact that I take, even though I know it's in good fun, and you are just naturally someone who laughs about things, like, it really does hurt me. And she couldn't say it in a way that was sensitive. She had to say it in a way that was like, I'm going to be the dominant one in this conversation. Mm-hmm. Because all the times before that, I feel like I was not dominant, you know? And I feel like Tawanda took it really well. I feel like Tawanda, you know, responded back in a way that she really did receive it. She seemed apologetic, even if she didn't necessarily apologize.
Right.
And I think that I hope that, you know,
it was sincere.
I felt like it was
sincere. I mean, watching Tawanda over all the seasons, I can definitely tell when Tawanda is being serious and when she's not. Even though she was laughing. You know what I'm saying? When she was saying it, I can genuinely tell that Tawanda was being sincere.
Of course.
And she is going to work on trying to, you know, change.
Right.
I believe that.
Right, right. I wish we could have seen the whole performance. Of course, they don't usually have time for us to see Tamar's whole song, but she looked amazing. I was so happy
she did. Thank you, Tony, for that outfit change. Her first outfit wasn't bad, but that white was perfect.
Yeah. And I think one of the main reasons why was because, you know, she wanted something that wasn't going to, like she said, upstage the performance. Mm-hmm. It was classy. You can't go wrong with white, just so you know. You can never go wrong with white. It was a jumpsuit. It gave a little bit of surprise, but, you know, not too much. Still classy. Still, I don't know. I just felt like it was sophisticated. It was perfect. And isn't it crazy how the universe works? You know, her sister walks in with the
Everything
perfect outfit.
Always works together.
Yes. When you have to focus, that's what I'm saying. You got to focus on those things. You know what I mean? So I was happy about that. And I can't wait to watch. I want to find it on Google. Hopefully I can find that whole performance. If y'all find it, definitely comment the link, because I want to see that.
And I would love to see what Smokey Robinson thought of all the performances.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
If there were more than one.
Yeah, definitely. What else did you have for the show?
Reactions. I want to go back to... Tony's Mystery Man. I really want to pinpoint at the fact that, first off, Tony has a man, y'all.
Yeah.
Tony got a man, but...
But
what if on the show it's not Birdman, though? Like, what if this Mystery Man, let's get hypothetical, what if it's not Birdman? What if on the show it's someone else?
That's crazy. I just don't even know who it could possibly be. But if it was someone else, I'm even more curious.
I'd be happy.
Really?
I like Birdman, don't get me wrong, but...
I just feel like it's because...
I don't see Tony with... To each his own.
Right.
I'm gonna just put it that way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I just think it's because... We just saw the whole, you know, Birdman situation with, you know, how he conducts his business, mm-hmm. and it seems insensitive. So why would we trust him in a relationship if you seem to be kind of a piece of crap professionally, you know?
Yeah.
But who, I don't know who else it could possibly be.
True. Yeah. Now, Trina, when she goes to see the therapist.
Yeah.
First off, I can't even believe that it's gotten to a point to where Trina feels like she needs to see a therapist. Mm-hmm. And what it's about. It's about her sisters. You know, granted, yes, it is about, you know, her previous relationship with her husband, as she called Gabe.
Right.
But it also has to do with the relationship with her sisters.
Right.
And it's interesting, you know, hearing the things that she's saying that she doesn't like about her sisters. Like I said, I was really taken back at what she said about Tawanda. Mm-hmm. And when she spoke with Tracy, really, she didn't have anything negative to say about Tracy. It was right. just Tracy was a listening ear.
Yeah.
And I respect Tracy for that. Like she said, she talked to Tracy first because she knew that Tracy was going to be right. the listening ear. Tracy
right.
wasn't going to have too much of an opinion.
Of course.
Tracy was going to give you some words of inspiration mm-hmm. and let you be about your business.
And
so
yeah.
I liked it. That.
And I didn't expect her to say that about Tracy.
Right,
I didn't expect Tracy to be the one. I didn't see Tracy as the one that you like. I would think
I thought Tawanda.
Yeah. Exactly, Tawanda's the
y'all.
One that
I think
was the.
Everybody might have been taken back by that.
Right. Yeah. Right. That Tawanda's the one that I could see more so as the listening ear mm-hmm. and, you know, more sensitive. I feel like Tracy's like the one where if you need to get out and you want to have fun, mm-hmm. like call her up and she'll take your mind off of the issues.
Right.
Yeah.
So who do you think when she said, I wanted to talk to everybody before I get up to the last person, the monster, who do you think the monster is? Do you think it's Tony or do you think it's Tamar?
Oh, it's Depp. She said the top monsters. Mm-hmm. I think she said the top two monsters. Mm-hmm. I know she made it like a plural thing, and I definitely... Mm-hmm.
It's obviously
see,
those two.
Yeah, and off the top, I would think Tony and Tamar. Definitely Tamar, let's be real. Tamar's
one like
of
Tamar
them.
Tamar would be the but more Tony's opinionative.
Not, yeah, of course.
But I feel like Tony could be opinionative sometimes, but it's sometimes Tony's approach can be a little
harsh. I don't see her as a monster. Okay. She's just like too
real.
Not
a monster, yeah, but sometimes Tony's approach is a little harsh, but I can understand because Tony has the most experience, especially when it comes to anything in entertainment. Tony has the receipts, y'all. So
to me,
Tony can bring it to you as right. real and as raw as it needs to be.
Yeah, and I think that, like for me, I don't see Tony as... like even aggressive in the because I mean look at her when she was in the car, like she's more like
she has
the reactions.
She's so cool, yeah. Calm and collected.
Hey.
In her low voice.
yes, I know, right? And yeah, I feel like she just has like these facial expressions that are like you're doing too much, you know.
Eyes.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think that I don't know. I don't think that she's like aggressive in her response.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, I don't know who else the monster could be because Tracy's clearly in the clear.
Right.
Tawanda's in the clear.
She's, so yeah.
It's gotta be them.
Because mm-hmm. I doubt she's gonna talk to Mama Evelyn about
right.
it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I didn't know that. I thought that one of her kids was Gabe. So none of Trina's kids are Gabe's. Because from what she said, she was like, Gabe is not, she was like, you know,
oh,
Gabe
yeah.
doesn't come around.
Right.
But we'll get to that. But Gabe doesn't come around. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? And she has said that Gabe had been in their life for 14 years, mm-hmm. but he's not anymore because of, you know, their divorce. But Gabe is not their father. Mm-hmm. So who's their father?
That is such a good question. So
because I don't believe in any of the seasons it was ever mentioned.
No.
Because from season one, Gabe was always there. Gabe was the man in Trina's life. So I don't remember them ever recalling who... is Trina's, you know,
right.
kids'
if
fathers.
You guys know, definitely let
Please,
us know.
Please, let us know. That's interesting.
But I think that at least one of them is...
That's what I thought. And like I said, I'm not sure if I'm wrong, y'all. Please let us know. If not, I would love to
Correct
know...
Correct us, yeah.
Who's her, you know, who's the father to her
but
children.
But I definitely feel really bad that, like... you're not only going through a divorce through a relationship, but now like you've got to be strong for your kids. And now your kids, it's like, why can't you at least come see the kids? I see what she means, but let's be real. Like in a relationship, just seeing that person's face driving down that street, you know, of the person that you broke up with, it's going to bring back some emotions where
yeah.
it's like, I need time away if I'm really going to be over you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And so unfortunately he's not mature enough to be like, well, I got to see these kids.
Yeah.
Like, because it shows, I mean, even if it's not your kids,
Excuse
if you,
me,
if
so
you,
sorry.
No, it's fine. If you really, really, you know, raise them
right.
or you, or at any point
if
in your
you
life.
If you care, period.
Exactly.
Man,
at any point in your life, if you felt like they really were your kids, you didn't see them as any different as
mm-hmm.
far as blood goes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't see why you would not at least be like, well, I don't want to see you, but can you have them dropped off to the park or whatever, you know?
So, right. It's like, make a compromise. It's not, if it's not about y'all no more, it's make it about the kids.
Right.
Whether they're your biological kids or not, that really does show what type of person he is.
Right, right.
You know, it just goes to show how... And that's not a good look, Gabe. That's not a good look, bro.
It just keeps confirming that he's weak and, like, she should have, like, it's, you dodged a bullet. Yeah. Like, it's good that you guys...
Yeah, I'm glad she got out of that. Yeah. Shout out to you, Trina. I know it's hard and I know it's still hard, but you're gonna get through.
And I really hope that Trina, like last episode, she talked about how she wants to take time off and really focus on herself. And when women get to that point where they realize that they do need time alone, it's the biggest challenge is when it's been a while and you're like, okay, I'm not happy being lonely, you know? Mm. And then you end up just going into another rebound situation where it's like, I just didn't want to be lonely. So that's why you're here. Not because I really felt a connection that I felt was long lasting. Mm-hmm. So I hope that she stays strong throughout this entire time until she realizes either I'm good with my kids, or, you know, I can see myself with a specific person. Like, I know exactly what was wrong from the past. I know what I do want, what I don't want in a guy, and I'm going to go for that. And not just, like, go to the club and be like, who's the cutest one? Because there's billions of people in this world. You're going to be attracted to multiple people. You're going to, you know, probably be able to carry a conversation with multiple people. But a season, you know, you can't mistake those seasonal people with, like, you know, like lifetime relationships. So I just hope that she's strong enough to be able to create that wisdom within and be able to decipher what kind of guys are good for her.
I'm really sad that they, well, not sad, but I'm really kind of intrigued that Trina got the courage to call Gabe at the end of the episode.
You could see it in her eyes.
Yes, she was shaking. And
I can't believe I'm doing this right now.
You know what I'm saying? But she needs that closure. Like, we don't really know how things ended. We don't know if Gabe just left and didn't come back. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like, yo, like, are we going to get this? That's predictions. Maybe we should go into that.
But it's, definitely. That was something that we're definitely going to talk about towards the end of the show, about what we expect for this, you know, train to
but
go.
That Gabe, this man. This roller coaster. That guy, like, I can't. And I was rooting for Gabe. Like, I kind of liked him. He was kind of quiet spoken from, like, the very beginning of the show.
He was intelligent.
You know,
he was supportive. He provided for her.
Right. And that was such a... It's so unfortunate when, you know, when people do these things and you, like, I thought you were this. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was rooting for you, Gabe. But, like, the fact that we know that you're not even trying to be around kids that you pretty much raised, yo.
And it's...
You know, and she has boys. They need a male figure in their life, man. Come on now, Gabe.
Mm-hmm. And for me, it's so funny because I actually had to learn the hard way, which isn't that funny, but I had to learn the hard way that, you know, the people that you meet, when they show you who they are, believe them. Maya Angelou, you know? You gotta, like, it's not, you know how you said, oh, I thought you were this way and you're proving to be a completely different person. Yes, people change, don't get me wrong. Even in relationships, you will see that people change. But I don't know. I just feel like you gotta take those signs. If you see those little inklings about a person where you're not fully sure, don't commit yet.
Yeah.
Take some time until you're sure. I think Trina's storyline is really giving us an example of, like, definitely, you know, divorced or, you know, females and males who go through crazy breakups. It's really kind of shedding a light on those sort of, you know, issues.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see how this unfolds. I would love to see Gabe come and sit down with Trina and the therapist and talk. Be a man and open your mouth.
Right.
And talk to this woman.
Right.
Because you owe her that, Gabe.
Definitely.
You owe it to her.
Definitely.
You owe it to her.
Yes. So, you know what? Let's go ahead and get in
predictions. Well, what you thinking?
You know what? I predict that they really are going to... I feel like she's going to make that call. I feel like he's going to answer because, as even a man, I'm going to be real with you. Women think that men are going through like that they're the only ones going through heartache and he's out having fun. And yeah, I found out that he hooked up with a girl the other
we
night.
We go through. Yeah. I feel, to be honest, I think we go through worse.
Really?
Because we hold so much shit in.
No, that's why.
See, women, you guys are more nurtured, so you guys express yourselves, and most of the time, you're not afraid to. Men, we have America has given us this mentality as we got to be macho. We got to be hard. You know what I'm saying? Like, we not the ones that's supposed to show the emotions and show the feelings and get in touch with your feminine side or whatever you want to call it.
Weakness.
But that's bullshit. Mm-hmm. That's bullshit. You know what I'm
you're
saying?
You're human.
So that's what I'm saying. So that's why I'm saying, like, I feel like for men, it's harder for us because we hold so much shit in.
And women, we buy, unfortunately, into... like the image of a man, you know, oh, he's out partying. My friend told me that she saw him at the bar. Yeah, because he's trying to do the best that he can.
Yes, he's trying to cope. That's all he's trying to do. That's all he's trying to do.
So, I mean, I think that definitely he's going to answer the phone. Mm-hmm. And I think that he's going to meet up with her because I feel like more than likely, deep down inside, he's like, oh my God, she's calling. Like, I just want to know what she has to say. Maybe she's feeling the same way I am. Like, we need to at least talk and figure out where we are right now.
Yeah.
Maybe she really does want me to be around the kids or even be around her. You know, we don't know where his, you know, emotions have been since the breakup and his perceptions of, you know, the breakup itself. But I think that I really think he's going to answer. I don't think they would even air it unless there was a storyline. Kind of growing from that.
I feel you. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm predicting that Tawanda's going to have to end up moving to LA because acting school takes a lot of time.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I went to school for music and that shit is intense.
Really?
So So I know how being in school and what they call trade schools, schools for a specific craft, those are hands on. So she's going to have to be here.
Okay.
So I'm predicting that she going to end up moving to LA.
With her kids?
I don't know. Because see, we don't know how her and Andre is. So I don't know.
We'll find out. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll definitely see with that. And Tony needs to tell them who this man is.
Who is the daddy? I want to know.
Yeah, we all want to know. But we think it's Birdman, though.
And if it is he going to be on the show?
Right. Well, you know they got a new show.
That would be so interesting. They got a show together?
They have not them two, but they have a show called Music Moguls, and Birdman is on it now. Talking about put some respect on his name, y'all. So.
Right.
All right, Tony.
Yeah, but I don't think that Birdman would come on the show to show himself, you know, but I would love to see where the compatibility is.
Yes.
I don't.
Where does it stem from?
I have no idea. Yeah, I would love to just see them I don't know if you guys Googled the pictures from the BET Awards, but it was a bit awkward.
I agree.
To me, it was a bit awkward.
I agree. Well, we can toast
to
that.
Yes.
Clink, clink. They do clink, 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 clink.
All right, you guys. Thank you so much for watching AfterBuzz TV. Make sure you follow us at AfterBuzz TV. And follow me if you want some more wisdom. I'm Kalima at Kalima Music Art Wisdom. Make sure you check out Mr. Carter as well.
Y'all can check me out everywhere at Mr. Carter. That includes YouTube and SoundCloud.
See you next Thursday.
Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.